your Locked On NHL, your daily podcast on the National Hockey League. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, happy Wednesday, NHL fans. It is time for Western sort of Conference Wednesday here on Locked On NHL. Today's show, by the way, is brought to you by Locker Room. You can download the Locker Room app from the iOS App Store and find one of our Locked On rooms. Locker Room, it is changing the way we talk sports. We're going to talk sports right here, right now on Locked On NHL. My name is Sarah Avampato, host of Locked On Kings. I'm joined, as always, by Tom Gazzola from TSN 1260, the expert on all things Oilers, if you ask me. And we're going to talk about what's going on out in the West. And we're going to start right now with a team that I think both of us, if you play some things back from earlier in the season, both of us kind of said, maybe we're not too sold on what is going on with this team. And they, I think, are trying to prove both of us wrong. And that is the Colorado Avalanche, who have now taken over the top spot in the West. So, Tom, what is your take on the Avalanche, on their rise to the top of the division, and is this something sustainable? Can they continue to hold off the Vegas Golden Knights?
Yeah, it seems like this is a late season development, although we did think that these two teams would be at the top of the division for sure. And it's been fun to watch them duke it out, and there's been some lopsided results in these games between these two teams. And it's not like the Golden Knights have slipped that far behind. They have a game in hand. They're 4 points back at the time of recording. I do think it's sustainable, Sarah, but I think Vegas is going to make a big push, and like, I just don't count the Golden Knights out. I don't foresee Minnesota making a big run. And what's interesting about this West division is, and I'm sure we'll get to this, but like St. Louis, what happened, man? Like, my goodness, they have just taken a detour into the pit of despair. I mean, unbelievable. And all of a sudden, the Arizona Coyotes are turning themselves into a lock for a playoff position in this division. So Colorado and Vegas, you and I are going to probably talk about this for the next 4.5-5 weeks. They're going to be duking it out for top spot. But, they've dealt with some injuries, and the team is pretty damn good. And they continue to prove that time and time again. But don't look away from the Vegas Golden Knights. For whatever reason, since they've come into this league, they've been like my darling team. I just enjoy watching them. And I liked when they were jerks on the ice last year. They were very kind off the ice. You'll recall, I don't know if it made any waves down south, but there's a, where the new arena in Edmonton is, just north of it is a homeless shelter. And it's kind of a rougher part of downtown. And the Golden Knights actually would, I think, almost daily buy pizza for all the people that were using the shelters. So don't count them out. VGK might have some punch left in the next 5 weeks.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how things go down the stretch. And like you said, I really think that these are going to be the two top teams. And who ends up on top at the end is going to be quite possibly a coin toss based off of the rest of the season. The Avalanche, this was stats from yesterday, so from Sunday or from Monday. So things could change by the time that you, the listener, are listening to the show. But the Avalanche, in their last 15 games, they're 13-0-2. They have outscored their opponents 62-24. I feel like every time I watch the Avalanche get like 45 shots and the opponent gets like 12 in a game. And so they, despite kind of a shaky start to the season, with dealing with a lot of injuries, dealing with uncertainty in goal, have really just kind of said, hey guys, like, we're here. And I think the Avalanche are particularly interesting given how poorly things ended for them last season, and that they did not get nearly as far in the playoffs as I think people had expected them to, and as the team had expected themselves to do. And so I am, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with them, because they're a team that I sort of judged, I think, based off of that early part of the season. And then I kind of stopped paying attention to them for a little while. And then now I looked and I'm like, oh, well, then they're kind of decimating everyone to the point where when they played Vegas recently, they just completely dominated Vegas.
If these two teams are truly on a collision course of destiny and end up facing each other in the postseason, Sarah, Market is one of the more entertaining series that we're going to get in this bizarre, unique postseason coming up. I'll be glued to that one as much as possible. If the Oilers are still in the postseason, that'll be my second favorite series to watch. And unfortunately, I won't be getting paid to cover that one, but still, like, that'll be must-watch TV, at least for me. I think for a lot of hockey fans too, those are two high-octane teams with some of the best players in the league going toe-to-toe. And that might be, if they don't beat the crap and snot out of each other, that might be where the Stanley Cup champion does come from.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, rivalries aside of any rivalry with those teams, you know, my team, the Kings, is certainly not going to be even sniffing the playoffs at this point. And so really all I want out of the playoffs is just to be entertained. And so, you know, if either of those teams go the distance, you know, it'll be a worthy team that will lift. Not that any team is ever unworthy of it, but, you know, there are teams that have really built their teams up. They have, you know, either through the draft or through existence, like Vegas, they have just taken the path, the slow and steady path to get to where they are. And both of those teams dominant and for good reason. So it's going to be exciting. And yeah, I would not be surprised if one of those teams is who is lifting the cup at the end of the playoffs, whenever that ends up being, because there may end up having to be some more schedule shenanigans based off of some things that are happening around the league, including in the northern market, let's say, with Canada and the Canucks having to reschedule or postpone games, and no one really knowing what's going to be happening up there. But, you know, at some point in time, a Stanley Cup will be awarded, and yes, maybe it's going to be one of those guys.
Maybe you know what's funny too is the Oilers play a Wednesday 3 p.m. Mountain Time game in Ottawa. Truly bizarre. And now with the Canucks situation, the Oilers play the Flames on Saturday. They've squeezed Edmonton Ottawa's back to back. Instead of it being Wednesday Friday, it is now Wednesday Thursday, and then they get the Flames game in on Saturday. And then the Canucks and Oilers are supposed to play twice next week. Not going to happen. We just saw an 18th player from the active roster and Jake Virtanen go on the COVID protocol list. And so it almost, you know what they might have to do, Sarah, is just the remaining six teams in the North Division, they have to find ways to move all those games into next week as the Canucks recuperate and get well, hopefully sooner rather than later. And then whoever the Canucks play towards the end of the year, just put those at the end of the calendar and figure it out that way schedule wise. And then maybe there's a hope that if it all works out, there's minimal disruption to the overall schedule and our timeline for a Stanley Cup in what, early July, mid-July, something like that.
Something like that. You know, I feel like every year I'm not envious of the schedule maker. They seem like they have just the most awful job. But this year especially, I'm like, you know what? Whatever that person is getting paid, you know, because there's only so much an algorithm can do that. I know that there is a person behind a lot of those decisions. Yeah. Like, they bless them, because their job must be absolutely awful right now.
Bless them indeed. I will second that notion.
Up next, we take a look at the decision that some bubble teams are going to have to make coming up real soon. First, though, let's talk about locker room. Like we said at the top of the show, locker room is the first social audio platform made for fans. The app is free to download, and once you're there, you can talk with fans, athletes, insiders, writers, bloggers, podcasters, people who are really, really super into their teams, and pretty much anyone, all about your favorite team or your favorite sport. Locker Room is the perfect place to start or join conversations about the league, about the NHL, about hockey in general. You will find fans just like you all across Locker Room, having watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course reacting to big news or rumors, just like, oh, I don't know, the trade deadline that's coming up. I'm not on Locker Room yet, but a lot of our other Locked On NHL hosts are, so keep an eye out on social media, on Locked On NHL pods, and on the Twitter feeds or the other social media worlds of your favorite Locked On team podcast, and maybe join a locker room and get to share your thoughts and get a chance to appear on possibly one of your favorite Locked On podcasts. So go download the free Locker Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the NHL group for the latest league updates. I know you're going to find a ton of incredible rooms all about your favorite teams and your favorite leagues. I can't wait to join you on there and talk about hockey with you all. I'll be sure to let you know once I'm on there. And like I said, keep an eye out for other Locked On NHL hosts who are going to be having their own locker room rooms going on now and in the near future. So download the Locker Room app today. Locker Room, it is changing the way we talk sports. We've also got Built Bar, which is more delicious than ever. It is good for you. It tastes like a candy bar and yet still manages to be low in calories, low in sugar, high in fiber, and all of that great stuff. Having recently crowned the champion, the coconut brownie bite bonanza, whatever the actual official name of it is, we now know what the world thinks is the best tasting protein bar of all. But there are, of course, tons of amazing flavors to choose from, including caramel brownie, carrot cake, raspberry, salted caramel, and many more. Bars are covered in 100% chocolate, and they are, like I said, pretty delicious, even if you are thinking that it's going to be super healthy. It is super healthy, but tastes like candy. So go do yourself a favor. Check out BuiltBar.com right now. Use the promo code LOCKED15 and to get 15% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. You can also get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Well, we are getting, of course, close to the playoffs, which means we're getting close to the trade deadline. We are less than a week out. By the time that you hear from us next week, we will know what has happened. We will know who is headed where, who's going to win the slightly tarnished, maybe, Taylor Hall sweepstakes, given all that's going on this year in Buffalo. But one of the biggest questions that I have looking at the standings right now and seeing some of these teams like St. Louis that you mentioned earlier just sort of nosedive on out of being any good at all this season. We have a lot of teams who are on the bubble and maybe more than we had maybe expected at the start of the season. And so, you know, looking at these teams who are, you know, not quite in, not quite out, kind of keep falling in and out of position, who do we think is going to be actually going for it? Who is going to say, you know what, we don't know where we're going to end up, but we're going to make a trade. We're going to try to make our team better and get into this playoffs, or who do we think is going to be just kind of looking back at their team and saying, you know what, we're just going to see what happens and we're not going to add, maybe we'll move some guys out, but we're not going to go crazy. What are your kind of feelings on these bubble teams that we're looking at?
Immediately, I look at the Central Division and Nashville and Chicago kind of neck and neck right now as they kind of jockey for position. And those are two teams that are kind of on the cusp that I could see trying to add. Mix in Dallas in that group as well, because I don't think the Stars are out of it either. They've got games in hand. They're not far away from either one of the Predators or Blackhawks. Both of those teams are within grasp and reach. So those three teams in Nashville, Chicago, and Dallas, I could see trying to make a play for some players if they want to add to their roster and bolster their lineup going into the stretch here. We're in the stretch. Let's not kid ourselves. So those three I'd keep an eye on, although, you know, money in, money out's always a concern, especially with this flat cap and everybody playing cap gymnastics. San Jose, there's been some rumblings that Doug Wilson might be looking to add. They have a couple games in hand on Arizona, and they're 5 points back as of recording. Maybe in the next two games, that gives Doug Wilson an idea if he can add or if he's going to be a seller. But I don't know. I'm looking at the Coyotes all of a sudden thinking they might be the team that's locking down this final playoff spot in the Western Division. And then Philadelphia, I don't get a sense that they're going to make a push. I don't get a sense that New York's going to have enough left in terms of runway to make a push. It seems like Boston's kind of got it figured out. We're hearing that the Bruins are going to probably be looking to add to their roster. They're all in, if you will, as my good friend Dave Pagnotta likes to say and has posted on the fourth period about. So really, I'm looking at that Central Division, Sarah, when you got the three bubble teams, let's call them. I think that's an appropriate way to put them in Nashville, Chicago, and Dallas. And I could see them trying to do a little bit of moving and shaking as they look to solidify that fourth spot in the Central Division.
Yeah, the Sharks are an interesting question, and I think that they are. I don't think that the Locked On Sharks gentlemen will take offense to this. I think that they're a little bit of a maybe false flag is maybe the way to put it, just because they have spent so much time recently beating up on the Kings,
yeah.
Who for whatever reason cannot beat the Sharks this year, and so San Jose looks really good right now. But I would be interested to see over the next handful of days who they play and how their record stands up after that, because I could see them very easily being lulled into kind of a false sense of security because they just had this really great stretch, but they just played the Kings like six times or something, and won, I think, all of them. So it'll be interesting to see how much faith that their front office has in that roster, or if they kind of see that these past few games were a little bit of an anomaly and that, you know, they might as well just not try to go too crazy,
right,
with adding whenever, you know, really whoever gets that fourth spot in the Pacific is just destined for a meetup with either Vegas or Colorado. We have seen crazy things happen. We have seen surprises, even, you know, just looking at last year in the bubble and Dallas making it all the way to the final. But, you know, I don't think that we're going to get a surprise upset of Vegas and or Colorado in that first round. I don't think that, you know, the Sharks or the Coyotes or the Blues or whoever it is are going to shock the world. But I've been wrong before. You know, if I am wrong, I will own this in May or June or whenever it is. But I think that the Sharks need to kind of accept the reality that the playoffs, yeah, are not playing the Kings, basically.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And then you could even look at the Central and be like, good luck to whoever ends up fourth, because Nashville, Chicago, maybe Dallas, you're going to get run over by either the Lightning or the Panthers, maybe Carolina. But I think it'll be either the Lightning or Panthers. It's funny how it's starting to sort itself out that way, isn't it?
Yeah. And also, like, we've been doing this for months now, and it is still very bizarre to think of the Panthers, the Lightning, and the Hurricanes all as in part of the Central Division. It still, like, makes me pause every so often to be like, oh, no, wait, they're in our world. But yeah, that, whatever yes, happens in that division, that fourth team is in for a ride, let's say, with whoever they end up matching up with.
Yeah, you're putting it nicely there. You're putting it too nice for those teams.
Right. We don't want to tell them, you know, give away all the secrets of how bad it's going to be.
I know.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun,
it's
guys.
It's going to be terrible. It's going to be painful. Your feelings will be hurt. You might get beat up in the process, and your confidence will be shot. I'm just kidding. But right, that's why you got to play the games in the playoffs anyway. Yeah. I just thought you were being very nice to those teams.
I have my moments, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to close things out today with our craziest trade proposals for the upcoming trade deadline. First, though, let's talk betonline.ag. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are all in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. You can get real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all of the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it is free to sign up. So head to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. So that's betonline.ag, promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Be a waiver wire winner with daily fantasy hockey advice from Locked On Fantasy Hockey. Our expert Scott Cullen gives you the tips, insights, and analysis for season-long Dynasty and DFS League. Follow the Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And we are, like I said, we're close to the trade deadline, and that means that we get one last crack at making our predictions, making our guesses for where some of these prominent players who are going to be up for grabs are going to go, for which teams are going to be looking to add. And we already have very many clear winners and losers in terms of players or teams that are out of the running. So this is it. This is our last chance. What are your craziest best trade predictions for the deadline day coming up on Monday.
Oh my goodness. This is tricky because you're looking at the names that are out there. Could we see Elvis Merzlikens move, the King? Could he end up in Boston?
Ooh.
You think that's insane? Because now all of a sudden there's rumblings that this might be it for Tuukka Rask, and this might be his last season. And Merzlikens, his name's been out there. So Merzlikens to Boston, perhaps. And the other one I'm thinking of is if Taylor Hall, who's being sat out for safety measures, so too is Kyle Palmieri on Tuesday. Maybe Hall to the Islanders. I think I've visited this one before, but I like him being reunited with Jordan Eberle. And those two guys were very tight when they were here in Edmonton. I really enjoyed being around them, covering them, traveling city to city on the road with them. And, you know, they're in the primes of their career, and maybe they could create a little more magic on the island in orange and blue yet again.
This feels like fate. This feels like the universe is saying that Taylor Hall should go and be an Islander. I didn't even think about that, but yeah, that would be, well, first off, I do feel like Oilers fans would be like, oh, come on. But, you know,
don't get them started. They still have these
letters for weeks.
They have these delusions of Taylor Hall getting traded here at the deadline. Maybe Ken Holland makes a call in the offseason in regard to Taylor Hall as a free agent, but it's just there's some people in Edmonton here that don't want to let go. They feel so spurned and scorned by that trade 5 years later that they want some vengeance. It seems like you should see some of the texts we get on my show, and it's just like, heavy eye roll.
Well, I feel like all of those fans need to go and become Blackhawks fans and become very familiar with Stan Bowman and his very, very obvious habit of bringing back anyone who's ever played in a Blackhawks uniform, just essentially bring them back to the fold. The latest was they got Vinny Hinostroza back from the Panthers.
Of course.
For basically kind of nothing. Hinostroza, who knows what's going to happen with him, but I feel like when that trade went down, everyone who has followed the Blackhawks was like, ah, yes, Stan Bowman strikes again, bringing back one of his guys several years later.
Yeah. Brandon Saad ends up in Colorado after a second stint in Chicago. And there's a penchant there for bringing back guys from the former glory. So I don't know. I don't know if that appetite, well, for Taylor Hall, it certainly exists here, but my goodness, I would be shocked. I would be shocked, Sarah.
Yeah, the Islanders is a good, now that you mentioned that, I'm going to be thinking about that one for a while, but I feel like that would be a really interesting place for him to land, and somewhere that I think that wouldn't have a whole ton of pressure on him. I feel like a lot of places that, you know, Taylor Hall could possibly go to would just be suddenly he has to be the guy. And, you know, with the Islanders and with many of these like top teams, he wouldn't have to be the guy. He can just sort of go play his game and hopefully get to see some more playoff games that, you know, he has not had too many of in his life so far.
No, I know. It's funny because like in the last couple of years, him playing in New Jersey and Phoenix and then this year for Buffalo, it's like they've had, I would argue that Jack Eichel is the focal point in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Jeff Skinner, a focal point for all the wrong reasons this year. Mm-hmm. And then in Arizona, he could kind of fly under the radar there. I mean, he was the big name. They do have Oliver Ekman-Larsson. They do have Phil Kessel. There's the guy that ultimately loves playing in the rather obscure market known as Phoenix/Arizona. Mm-hmm. And it's worked out quite well for him. It's not like people are making up stories about him buying hot dogs at a hot dog stand two blocks away from the arena like they were in Toronto. So
right.
It's funny. Yeah, Taylor Hall is kind of, through the last few years, he's been in all kinds of scenarios. Obviously, he was a lightning rod for everything when it comes to attention when he was here in Edmonton, good and bad. I think he'll be just fine. I think he's at the point now where he's been through so much, seen all spectrums of it, that whatever scenario he's thrust into, I think he can handle it.
Well, he is certainly going to be the one person that everyone is watching on a trade deadline day, which means that 800 other weird things are going to happen, and then nothing will happen with him until the last possible minute. But we will find out very soon. And that pretty much wraps it up for our last pre-trade deadline show. Next time you hear from us, we will have all sorts of thoughts and feelings on what the teams in the Pacific and in the Central and, you know, a little bit of everywhere else on what everyone does as they get ready for this final push into the playoffs. So that is it for today. We'll be glad to be back with you next week here on this show. Tom, for people who want to find you and maybe share their hot takes with you about where Taylor Hall should go, where can they find you online?
You just had to stir that pot.
I did.
Yeah, I love it. Catch me at Tom Gazzola on Twitter, and you can tune in on TSN 1260 and now CTV Edmonton, where I used to anchor sports. I'm back, baby.
It's a banner day. Get you all over coverage up in Edmonton. Well, I can be found on Twitter at Right Said Sarah. The show's on Twitter at Locked On NHL Pods. You can follow us there and get all of your NHL news. Make sure you come back tomorrow and every day this week for more content here on Locked On NHL. Follow us on your favorite podcast app of choice. And don't forget to tell your friends all about it so they can join in. We are doing on Monday, just so everyone knows, we're doing a live draft coverage. You can find more information on that coming up soon on the Locked On NHL Pods Twitter account. But we will be doing some live news. I will be anchoring along with Ross from Locked On Senators the second half of the trade deadline coverage. So make sure you join us on Monday for all of that. And until next time, that's it. This has been Locked On NHL, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.